what we'll do is we'll step through the process of linking a user to a broadcaster account. And as you can see, we are on the beta site. This is the new Sermon Audio, soon to be released, and I am logged in as a user. And the first thing you'll want to do is to create a user account. This is a free account, but once you have one created, you now can access the broadcaster dashboard from your user account. You can also access the dashboard from the left navigation toolbar, as you can see here. So if we click on this link, it'll take us to this brand new page, which will allow us to select the broadcaster account that we wish to manage. These broadcaster accounts happen to be already linked to this particular user. So from here, we can link a broadcaster account, link a new one, and we can just keep adding to this list, or we can actually create a new broadcaster account right here. Let's go ahead and link an existing broadcaster account. Click on this link, and then from here, you will see the familiar login page for the broadcaster dashboard. Go ahead and type in your typical broadcaster ID and password, hit sign in. So when you first log in to a broadcaster account now, it will prompt you to link the user that you're logged in as to this broadcaster account. So assign account administrator to this broadcaster account. So you are signed in as this user, and I can make this user the admin, or I can log in as a different user, but let's go ahead and make it the admin. That's it. That broadcaster account has been linked to the user, and the user now is set up as the admin. It throws us into the account manager section, and from here you can add additional users. So let's go ahead and add a user. And I'm going to make this the content manager for this particular broadcaster account. So let's add the user. And that's it. Now that user is able to log in to this broadcaster account and manage the content. It's that simple. Once you have completed the linking process, you're going to notice that there's a lot more settings available. From here, you can now access the settings for the broadcaster, where you can modify the schedule, the attendance, the URLs, the social links, the display name of the church, and so on. You will also be able to access a new layout and customization section, which will give you the ability to change things like the top banner. You can upload your own image, or you can select from the gallery of preset banners, where you can select one of these beautiful images as your top banner. Once you select the banner, it will show up on your homepage, so you can see what that looks like here. This is now your new homepage on the beta site. You'll notice your new top banner, as well as the welcome video if you selected one, as well as a highlighted sermon and service times, and so on. This is the new development effort that has just been released. It allows you now to add account managers, link users to broadcaster accounts, and so much more. Enjoy the site. Thank you.